Zwei Reitere Meiste Ches Ata Toshin Ein Ches Wie ich nun muss
Number of years ago, this time of the year, I was in Ar Sameach in Muncie, and I noticed there was a bacha very nervous. I asked him, what's the matter? He told me that he has to go to be Menachem Av of somebody, and he's never done it before. He doesn't know how to do it. He's really nervous about it, and I told him, it's a no-brainer. You know, you go there, you sit there quietly, you know how to read, there's a sign on the wall, you just read it, and when he mentioned who he's going to, I told him, I have to go to Menachem Olav as well, you can come with me, should be no problem. Fine, so we went, we sat, I talked, he sat at the back quietly, and then when he saw I got up, he got up, and he read from the wall in the top of his voice, Mishanichnes Adar Marbim Besimcha, Baruch Hashem, we're holding by Mishanichnes Adar Marbim Besimcha. The Shla HaKadosh says that Simcha is the oisius sach ma. To speak a little, people enjoy when you speak a little. Kalanga Drosh is nobody has Simcha from. But here they tell me that sach ma means ma is 45 minutes. So I don't have too much of a choice. So I'd like to speak about Takya, the word ma. A pasuk in Micha, Higid lacha Adam, Matayv, Uma Hashem derish mimcha, Kiyim asayis mishpat v'avas chesed, v'hatznei leches imalakecha. We understand l'chayra what asayis mishpat is. Perhaps we know a little bit about avas chesed, most of us know. V'hatznei leches. What does that mean? V'hatznei leches imalakecha. You know, since little children, kindergarten, nursery, our moras, rabbeim have been telling us that every mitzvah you do, every mitzvah, every tefillah, every good deed, every chesed, it's another brick. It's another brick for the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a line in the baina. Everyone knows that. Another mitzvah, you know, in the kindergarten they have actually walls and they're already building it. So, hefegach rabbi say, with all the mitzvahs and all the chesedim and all the tefillahs, where's that Beis HaMikdash? We know the dimensions of the third Beis HaMikdash. Sefer Yecheskel tells us the dimensions of the third Beis HaMikdash. How big is it already? So all those bricks and all those walls and all that cement and all that concrete, where is that Beis HaMikdash already? There's a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says, Bekanta Gemara, that High Alma, this world, is kibei hilula damya. Kibei hilula damya is like a chasna. Many, many different interpretations. What it means, this world is like a chasna. Just imagine a person preparing for a chasna. Anybody who's made a chasna knows what goes into making a chasna, all the hachanas to get a hole. Then you have to get a caterer, and you have to get the flowers, and all the begodim, and the gown for the kala, and the suits for the chos, and the flowers, and the photographer, and the band. And then comes the yoyim chasna, the kabbalah sponim, and the chuppah, and the reception. And then there's the main dinner in the evening, and mit simchas chasna v'kala, and by the chassid, she's not a mitzvah tanz, b'sfira. I once heard a Balkan, he said, that's what he has in Kavan, when he said, Masha Paganti Besfira, that I kept the oilam Besfira until 4 o'clock in the morning, I kept the oilam up there, then Masha Paganti Besfira. But then comes the highlight. The highlight is 6 weeks later when the video arrives. The video arrives, and now, you know, you're not so mavulbul, and you can sit down and you can relax and you can start watching the whole replay, and the chasna and the kala are sitting there and they're smiling and they're looking at the replay of the video, and suddenly the chasna, like shikl, turns white, and the kala, everything okay? Yeah, just like, but he quickly puts it on replay again, and Nachum, and now this time he turns even whiter, and he's running to the phone, he's fumbling through the phone book, the Kala hears that he's speaking to Absarov and this, but my high, what's the problem? He noticed that when he gave the ring and he said Hare at Mikadeshes, he missed out the word Li. It's clear. He played it, did the replay, right? Hare at Mikadeshes Tabaz Zu Kedas Moshe Yisrael, left out the word Li. The Rav said, call me back half an hour, so Shaz choose Marit against it. The whole thing gotta go, eh? The flowers, the photographer, the band, the Sudips come out after the window. The whole thing a waste of time. You gotta do the whole thing over again. After Shmachin the whole Sudip, you gotta go make a Kedushin again. Without the Li, Sidnishta Kachasana. Is high alma kebei hilula damya. This world is like a chasna. And if a person goes through this world and he forgets the word li, we just had in last week's parsha, vikhu li truma vuzagrashi, one word, vuzagrashi, lishmi. Lishmi means that kol masecha yu l'shem shamayim, that everything a person does has to be l'shem shamayim. Now, I sound a little lofty. I prepared this shiur when I was 32,000 feet above sea level on the way here. I just arrived about 2 hours ago. And so if I sound a little bit up in the clouds, it's, you have to understand. But as they say, once there's an LL pilot, a Heimische pilot, he says, you know, we are now flying 32,000 feet, but for you, 28,000, you know, special discount. So I'll try and bring it down a little bit to understand what it means. Kol Masecha Yil Hashem Shamayim, a little practical applications. Pashut Pshat, Kol Masecha Yil Hashem Shamayim, that means when a person does a mitzvah, you're not doing it for yourself, you're not doing it because of your neighbor, you're not doing it because of the recognition you're going to get, and once you're assigned, don't be afraid of the Shechina, be afraid of the Shechina. Right? Don't look at what your neighbor's going to say and what the reaction and what the people are going to say. You're doing things for the Rabbeinu Shalom. For the Shechina, you're doing for the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'll read you the Lashon of the Maral. The Maral says, what is types? Kol Masechi Yilish L'Shem Shamayim. Las es kol hamasim rak al tzad haruchnis. Mibli la'ariv kol hergosha ishis v'gashmias. Chayse tzniyas pirusha. When a person is missing that, v'hatsnei lechas, what's he missing? Is mibli chayse tzniyas pirusha hanhoga chumriyas u'megushamas asiya al tzad she'ifa ishis chitzaynis. When a person is doing something because he wants validation, he wants recognition, he wants people to give him covered, then you're not doing it l'shem shamayim. Shem Shemayim means that you're doing it v'hasnei lechas im Hashem alkechas, between you and the Rabbein Shalom. Between you and the Rabbein Shalom. They say in the Maisa with the Balatanya, the Talmud of the Mezritz of Magid, he once came in the morning, was planning to learn with the Rebbe, and he banged on the door, and the Magid asked him, "Where's Dalton? Who's there?" He said, "Ich Zunya." And again he shouted, "Where is Dalton?" He said, "Ich Zunya." And again, a third time, "Where is Dalton? Ich Zunya." Finally, he let him in. He learned with him. That day, when he stopped up by the inn, they came in. The police came in, and they had mistaken him to be a ganef, and he started beating him up. He said, "Why did you steal? Why did you break into this house?" And he screamed, "Nicht ich, nicht ich, nicht ich." And suddenly he realized what the Eibishter was mesabev over here, the three times, ich zunya, the ich zunya, the ich zunya. He had to go through this, nicht ich, nicht ich, nicht ich. It's not about yourself. It's not about yourself. When it comes to Avedas Hashem, it's not about yourself. I was once by a shir, and it was very unpleasant. It was a very person that was a self-made person. Unfortunately, he worshipped his creator, and it was very, his whole shiur was zog ich azoy and ob ich getracht azoy. In the mail, can ich zogen? It was pretty ichy, as they say, you know. And somebody went over to him afterwards and said, you know, it's so many, I can't count it, like 42 times the word ich. Was soll ich tun? Steht kala oima dava b'shem oimroi, mevi gula l'oilam. Es ist doch mein, der meint war teure. Es ist mein Chiddisch. Es ist mevi gula l'oilam. No, no. You're not mevi gula l'oilam when it says nachamol ich and nachamol ich. It's when you're thinking about the Rebbein Shalom. You're not thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about your shechina. You're not thinking about validation. You're not thinking about reward. You're not thinking about covered. You're thinking about the Rebbein Shalom. Das ist Teitz, v'hatzne leches, im Hashem alakecha. Rav Shach was once taking a walk, and Rechev Halperin was walking with his Mishamish, Rav Avram Gold, and he gave a krechs. He says, ha-mizvada reka, ha-derech ha-rucha, v'ha-mizvada reka. There's a long trip ahead, and Nebuch, the suitcase is empty. So Rav Avram Gold said, Rebbe, the suitcase is empty. The Avi Ezri, and every shelf, and every yeshiva, and every bacha, the Avi Ezri, says Reka, in Panovich, thousands and thousands of Tamidim that went through Panovich, and the thousands of Shiurim, that in Klal Yisrael, the plates, the shoulders, the carried guns, Klal Yisrael, in Mizvada Reka. And Rav Shach started yelling at him, said, Nein, Gold, du verstehst nicht! You don't understand, it's not sein rein. It has to be pure. For all that I got covered, said Rav Shach. For all that I got covered. For Panovich I got covered. For the Avi Ezri I got covered. For leading the Manig of Christ I got covered. But rein. Rav Shach had verstanden that in order for a person to come up to Shemayim, it's not sein rein. You know, there used to be a mayor in New York, Nebuchadnezzar, a Jewish mayor, his name was Mayor Koch. He had an interesting hanhag. Every morning he would wait by different subway stations, by the tube stations, train stations. As the commuters were getting off the trains in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, he was standing there, how am I doing? He wanted to get feedback from his constituents. One morning he walked onto a platform, and apparently the conductor there was not too familiar with the fact that this was the mayor of New York. And as he walked right past with his entourage, grabbed him by the lapel and he said, your ticket please. Like he was all insulted. He, you know who I am? He said, you know who I am? He said, my face is my ticket. He said, yeah, it's my job to punch all tickets. Rav Shach added to this story, when you get covered in this world, he used the lashon, it's azavia klapta kartisia. You know, you go on the bus in Eretz Yisrael and you have these cards, but if they're all punched in, mekenesh arifkan of the bus, they don't let you on the bus. I get klapta the lashon, he says, it's a klapta kartisia. Person gets covered in this world, you punch it out over here, you come up there, it's zero, you don't walk in. Chavetz Chaim used to say, Sastira, Memes HaGemarin, Psochem, Dafnun, Amud Beis, Rava Rami. One pasuk says, Ki Godel Ad Shemaim Chazdecha, and another pasuk says, Ki Godel Mi Al Shemaim Chazdecha. So the Gemara, Kam Bo Isin Lishma, Kam Bo Isin Shloi Lishma. And the Chavetz Chaim describes that if a person has Hana in this world, and he gets benefit in this world, it's menaka, it takes away very little from his chayin oilam haba. A nice steak in this world, right? A nice car, a nice house. Clap of the chayin oilam haba. It's very, very minimal was taken away. But covered is me'ein oilam haba. The biggest raya is that every single hana that we have in this world has a saturation point, where if you overindulge in it, you get sick from it. It becomes obnoxious already. There's only one thing that there's no limit, and that's covered. Why? Because covered is a ruchnistic thing. And just like Olam Haba is ruchnistic and is nitzchi, that's why in covered there's no limit to covered. And the Meilus of the Chavetz Chaim, if a person has covered in this world, in the Mele it goes Ad Shemayim and that's it. But it's the gravity of this world and the cover that you wanted in this world pulls him down, and he doesn't go up. But if a person does something in Shem Shemayim, is grounded in Shemayim, so the gravity pulls him up, Me'al Shemayim. Chavetz Chaim once came He arrived in Moscow, didn't let anybody know that he was coming. When the Rav of Moscow heard that the Chafetz Chaim had arrived incognito, still a hate through the back door into Moscow, and he had kindness to the Chafetz Chaim. You gypped us. We had an opportunity, we would have made a Kabbalah upon him. We would have made a Mamsha Kabbalah upon him for the God of Ador, the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said, Chashtain, you don't understand. You don't understand. Kavod is like kugel. If you eat kugel on Erev Shabbos, you don't have it for Shabbos. There's no kugel for Shabbos. Kavod is like a kugel. Me'estes Erev Shabbos, so nishtok ha-kugel for Shabbos. I heard recently a story that there's a big gvir in Montreal. His name's Heshi Friedman. He gave $500,000 to a kollel in Eretz Yisrael. $500,000 for a kollel in Eretz Yisrael. That's a matana chashuva, and they decided to make a shena kabbalas ponim the next time he comes to Eretz Yisrael. And the chvoid, the big gvir, the philanthropist arriving in Eretz Yisrael, they invited Rabban Leib Shteyman. Invited the Baal Leib Shteyman, Zeichu Tavli B'Kodesh Levracha, they asked him to come. So he said, an alta yid to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim to be makabel upon him, a philanthropist, is too much for me. But for Sveta Zach, let me ask you something. Lama Shalam Tera Tachas Toiva. You're making a fancy Kabbalah upon him. The yid gave tzedakah. He's going to get Givaldi Gischa. You're going to make a Kabbalah upon him for me. He's going to lose all his Chah. That's how you pay back. That's your Hakaras HaTayv. Lama Shalam Tera Tachas Toiva. You're going to make this fancy, give him covet, take it all away. So I'll tell you a meiser. I have a mechutin in America. I heard the meiser from him. He's from Simcha Bonim Cohen. He's a Bal Mechaba of many Sfarim, the Chashav Eid. Told me a meiser that happened with one of the people in his kehila. It's a scary story. It's a scary story, but I'm told you, I'm still 32,000 feet above sea level. Try to bring it down a little bit. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama. You probably will count Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says that Tana Rabbana Maisa Bebitai Shal Nechunya Chayfeshichim. There was a Yid called Nechunya Chayfeshichim. He was Manadev in his own time from his Koyach, and he went and he dug wells for the Oile Regalim. Hafladika Chesed. People going up to Eretz Yisrael should have available water. They're tired, they're thirsty. There are no water fountains, there's no gas stations or petrol stations, you call them here. Right? So he had wells that he dug, water available for people. And what happened, Shanafla, right, the Bittai, his daughter fell into that boir. Daughter of the person who dug these wells fell into the boir. Don't worry, said Rabbi Shammai, so Zangit. Shnia Amalahem Shalom. Ragdachnish. Shlishis Amalahem also. She's out, don't worry, she's out. Amra La Mihelcha. Who took you out? Amalahem Zacha Shalachanim Nizdamali. The Zakin Echad, Rashi says, it was Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak. They took me out. Amru Loi, so they came running back to the Rebbe. Navi Ata, the Mishchanavi. You may be able to forecast in advance. Amalahem, Loi Navi Anachi, Loi Ben Navi Anachi. Not a Navi. Alakachamati, Dova, Sheoisa Tzadig Mitztair Boy. Yikashu Boy Zari? Someone that put so much effort. Avega game von Zich, Menadev Gevein, Dog Boyris. For the Oile Regalim, and the Eibush is going to pay back with Azarach Zorius that his own daughter should fall into that bird's nishayach, and the Melech was saved. Zog the Gemara, Bissel Vaita, Amramacha, Afal Pikein, Meis Benoi Betzoma. It was an incident later on that a son of this Chunya Chayfesichin died from thirst later on. Pala de Gazach. So Taisus explains, Taisus says that it's not mamish the same. For a daughter to fall into the boir where mamish he dug it, that would have been a chil Hashem, an achzayach. He dug the boir and she should fall in. It's Kenny's eye. It's what you're talking about. But the son died from thirst. It's not such a steal. Shittim Gebesis has a different mahalach of here. Shittim Gebesis is mazl with his gemara like this. that this taina, a taina to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as dova, right? Dova she'oisa tzadik mistayba yikashel b'izarei. That taina can only be made by the Gadol Hador. You need to be the Gadol Hador of someone that can be able to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom that way. You need the Gadol Hador to be able to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, how you talking? Only the Gadol Hador has the right, call it even the chutzpah, to be able to speak this way to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And later on, when his son died, Rabbi Chanina ben Dois wasn't alive anymore. Gadol Hador wasn't there. Some of the chutzpah told me that somebody in his shul, a younger man that was meshamish, somebody that had yena machla. Somebody had Yana Machla, and this younger man was Meshamish this person for 8 years. He went with him, the person, his wife was multiple with children. She wasn't able to travel from Lakewood to New York to the cancer centers. And he would go with him, and he would spend hours. And in his last few months, he spent mamish weeks next to him in the hospital. The whole shiva he ran, the ganze zach he ran. 6 weeks later, this younger man, who helped the other person who was diagnosed with cancer, Rahman al-Islam. So the children went to Rav Shach, and they said over this Shitimikabetsis. God Ladar. We can't tie like this to the Rabbi Shalom. Abba Rav Shach, it's the God Ladar. Davish and Mistar, it's a tzaddik that's Shayach Azazach. He was Meshamish somebody for 8 years. And it's a vega game from sich, and the Baruch Shalom should pay back. You can tie to that. So Hetzi, scary to say this. Rav Shach turned to them and said, "Zog mir, has become uncovered." So they asked, "What do you mean? Did they mention by the Levaya Ayashakoyach to Yenem and Yenem for what he did?" Yeah, Father, they mentioned it a few times there. Father, it's so that was my first one. This person, I would say, nothing. Well, has no effect. Yeah? Shach exact, right? By Shemayim, you want me to tie in Shemayim, this person, the Chesed, but he got his covenant in this world, so. So, Mamela, just hold it. Pelotigazach. Hey, Mamela, if you understand such a Gemara, you understand the Pirush Mishnayos and Seif Masechtas Makkos. There's the Pirush Mishnayos and Seif Masechtas Makkos that says, doesn't this lashon? Ratzak Rishbocha Lezakas as Yisrael. Sometimes we wonder, you know, Rabbi Yishlim, you gave 7 mitzvahs to the goyim. Okay, give us 10, 15, 20, 6, 13. Rabbi Yishlim, Hatur Chmanos. Like, why so many? You know, I understand. You know, we need a few more. We Am Segula, the Am Anivcha. Get 100, but 613, so many. Listen what the Rambam says. Seif, Pirush Mishnayos, Seif Masechtas Makkos. He said, you know why the Rambam should give us 613? Because if a person would do one mitzvah, if a person would do Elishayasa Isalishma, for one of the 613 mitzvahs, Ma'ava, Kamesh Be'atilach, Halizacha Ba'alechayelim Abayz. One mitzvah, pure, L'shem Shamayim, only for the Rabbi Shalom. Straight to Olam Haba. Ve'elzeh amar b'chinina ki ha-mitzvah b'yosim harba the Eibishter with the roiv rachmav, the Eibishter with the roiv ava to klai Yisrael, he wants to give us an opportunity. So then what? Mestama had 613 mitzvahs. Mestama, one of them maybe you should be able to do perfectly. Lishma. To do it, not for any cheshbonos, not because of the shechina, not because of your wife, not because of your children. Purely it's between you and the Rebbe Shem. V'hatz nilechas im Hashem alekechem. Zog the Al Shech HaKadosh. You want to know why the Beis HaMikdash is not built? So the Al Shech HaKadosh im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav om l'boinav boin. So the Al Shech, every brick that you built, yeah, in kindergarten they tell you that you build a brick and it goes onto the wall of Beis HaMikdash, but that brick has to be lishma. That brick has to be for the Rebbeinu Shem. Im Hashem, he says, if you're not building for Hashem, if you're building for yourself, if you're putting that brick on because you're looking over your shoulder and what someone else is going to say and how people are going to react, and the coveting in the get, and the good feeling that you'll have about it. Hashem lo yivneh, if you're not building that brick for the Bein Shal Olam, then shav am lebein abay, there's no walls going up. So if you want to know why there's no Beis HaMikdash built yet, it's because there are not that many mitzvahs that are being built purely for the Bein Shal Olam. Now, sounds very, very lofty this. And, you know, I heard once there was a shiva where the family was sitting there and people were coming in and they were saying stories about the father. The children never heard anything about it. They never knew that this existed. And they even had titles. You know, he was getting stuck in shtila hate and nobody knew about it. Shuna de geyida, bal chesed, mamish behestim. But the problem was, the children said, you know, we felt that we lost out. Where's the chinuch? I mean, if the father would have shown us that we were doing this, we would have been inspired. And now we find out about it. Somebody said actually a vod. He said hanistaris l'Hashem alakenum is if you do things as benista, then it's l'Hashem alakenum. But the haniglais, when you do something in public and people know about it, then longer ulavanena. Then it's, you know, the children and the grandchildren will have a hemshech. They'll have someone to emulate. They'll be inspired. So there's a, you got to play, there's a balance over here. In fact, the Gra, the Sefer Eiris HaGra, brings down as follows, following Lashon. Oid liyas orim v'hatsnei b'chol yecholte masha efshel hatsnei. Ki hatslachu hu b'hatsnei yoysen mipirsum. Ach, he says, Vilna Goyen writes, hamenia, hi yoyse hezik. Sometimes doing things behesta can be a hezek as well, can be a damage. Kila pa'amim, tzorech liyas az kanama. Sometimes, you know, you have appeals in shul and a person's going to raise his hand, he's giving 5,000 pounds and that's going to inspire many other people to give. This, he's giving 5,000 pounds. Right? So he's doing it. That's also Hashem Shemayim. People are going to be inspired by it. So it's a balance. You have to understand. He says, Achacham eina bereshoi, v'lishkel v'pelas l'fi amokim v'azman. So they grow already, so there has to be a balance. No, we can't be blind to the fact that sometimes it has to be a person. So what are the rules? When does a person know when it's L'Shem Shemayim, when is it not L'Shem Shemayim? So the Chayim Salvavos, Shal Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hei, speaks about this. The Pela Yoyetz, beautifully in his beautiful Lashon, brings down two rules. He says as follows. Yesh kama minim shaloi l'shma. Yesh ha'isa b'shvil shi yishabchu v'yihalalu ha'maisav. I heard a story of a man, a younger man. He got married, and you know, his shver is expecting him that he should sit and learn. You know, so like 10 o'clock at night, he's pushing himself. 11 o'clock at night, he's pushing himself, and he hears on the fire escape outside, he hears a lot of pitter patter. And he's figuring the shver with all the shvagas, they're looking in to see what a mass with his new son-in-law is, and he's pushing himself another hour to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And finally, he's pointing with his nose already, you understand, attention. The next night, again, he hears the Ganze Mishpacha is there. They're peering in through on the fire escape, and he pushes. This goes on for about 2 weeks. He's pushing himself to learn until one day, he needs some fresh air. He goes to the fire escape. He sees there's a family of cats that are So he married somebody Greenberg, but he was learning from Mishpachas Katz. You understand? So the ganze learning was only so Kadeshi Shabchu the Shver should think that he's a big Talmud Chacham. Zuk the Pelo Yeis Yeisha Isav Bishvul Shishabchu V'Yalalu Amaisav Chol Magmosa Lekach Achatamid Oima Aleinu L'Shabeach. I like the lotion there. Like he's looking for an Aleinu L'Shabeach. And when no one's looking, so avada such a person we're not talking about. That's avada such a person is shloim shma. But you have another type of person who is taka, is a masmid, and he taka has cheshik to sit and learn till 1 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning, but deep, deep down, he wouldn't mind if somebody came in and saw him there. You know, he wouldn't mind if, like, someone by accident walked in and saw him there, you know, and then he would just cover his, you know, jacket over there. the deep down, like the Peleus, the second one is that he says, "She'ena yisuf dafke kedeshi yevshachu v'yirei shemayim b'seisu v'goli ach nichaleim yevada hadava l'rabim al yidei siba she'yevayu leidas hashalei tayvasa." Somebody bumps it by mistake, on purpose, by accident, yismach b'kirbay, he'll feel very, very good, and that's also a shtickel shalei lishma. You know, the famous pasuk says by Rivka, v'ish mishtoi by Eliezer, and he's about to finish off the shidduch, v'ish mishtoi lo, but he say, v'ayta machrish l'das ha'hisliach Hashem darka yolei. You know, everyone asks the kasha over here, what was he waiting for? Everything that he asked for, everything he asked from the Baruch Shalom, the Nara that will come, shall offer me and the Gemara, they were perfect. He couldn't have asked for anything better. It fit like a glove. So, finish. Let's finish off the shidduch. So I once said this, a true story. I once said this over by my Shabbos table, and one of my daughters says, maybe they're, like, what was he waiting for? Maybe they're waiting for Dor Yesharim. You know, they were just waiting for the results to come in. I don't think that's the pshat of it. Look, the Siparna says something beautiful. But Eliezer was waiting to see if Rivka, after everything she did, would just walk by. And you know, sometimes you have a person, you make a shevrach in your house and you're busy saying goodbye to the guests, and there's one person there. He's putting everything away, he's folding the tables, he's getting rid of the garbage, he's folding the tables, taking the chairs back to the gemach. It's unbelievable, still I ain't nobody asked him, but gemal gemal chesed. Right at the end, he comes over to you and says, "Is there anything else I can do for you?" You know what that means. Is there anything else I can do for you? I want to hear that yeshikach. I want to hear that yeshikach. Like the Siparna, that was the clincher. Clincher was that Eliezer wanted to see, is there going to be that, I need that thank you. I need that yeshikach. I heard that there was a girl that just came back from seminary now. She's applying for a job as a teacher in one of the local schools. She's filling out the questionnaire. And one of the questions there was salary expected, and she wrote yes. You know, salary expected. Is there a salary expected? Do you want a little bit of yeshikach? That little bit of yeshikach is also shleich shema. The real shema is when a person can do something still a hate, covered up in such a way, and nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. There's no yeshikach. That's vahasni leches im Hashem alekech. And that's what we talk about, Chesed Shel Emes, when we speak about the Sisi Modi Chesed V'Emes. Rashi says Chesed Shel Eisim Mameisim is Emes, right? Is Nikras Emes. She'ein Mitzapel L'Tashem Gul. There's no salary expected. And Zog B'Sif Sechacham there. Lav Dafket Noked Rashi Chesed Shel Nas Im Mameisim. And Rashi Elohim Kol Heiche De Einem Mitzapel L'Tashem Gmul Af Al Gav Shuchai. Anytime you do a chesed and you're not waiting for salary expected, is shaykh be chesed ve emes. That's called chesed ve emes. That's called pure chesed. To be able to do it in a way, you know, I heard someone tell me, this is a true story, that in Pesach, Talmud Torah, fourth grade, Kitta Dalad, and the Rebbe calls over, "Tzadikal, come over here." And the kid said, don't call me a tzadikal. Oops, you know, I'm sorry, you know. Rabbi calls him out, like, "Sorry, what did I say wrong that, you know, I called you a tzaddik?" He said, "Listen, when I grow up, I plan to be a tzaddik nista, and I don't want anyone to know about it." So, you know, he said, "Please, you know, I'm working on it now, you just keep it quiet." Right? We know the Chazal tells us, is Lamed Vav Tzaddikim Nistarim. So what about all the tzaddikim that we do know about? You know, Talmud Chazanish, you can tell me the Chavetz Chaim was not one of the, can we know about them? So Ramesh used to say, whatever we know about them is the tip of the iceberg. What we don't know, but these Lamed Vav, all these Gedolei Yisrael, they could be amongst those Lamed Vav Tzaddikim Nistarim, because there's nothing, there's so much that we don't know about them. There's so much that they were able to master and master of. And Amos, that's the Imri Amos Taishas, that's the whole idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, we're learning in the Parshas now, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come out to Klai Yisrael, and he covered his face. The Eibushter with the avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Gadol Mikol Adam, was that he was able to master, that he was able to cover and to do everything still in a way that nobody would realize the brenedik avodah Hashem. Remember, says Rashi and Shir Shirim. Rashi and Shirim says on the pasuk Galgina is ego is yiradity. Why Klai Yisrael compared to an ego is Rashi Lama Nimshal Yisrael. Ego is magazet reyo say kulei eitz. Like an egoist, it's still a hate. Nobody knows about it. I think the Klezer Meger Rebbe, once when the Leif Simcha was staying in Netanya, the Klezer Meger Rebbe told his Gabba, come with me. I'll show you a Ganav. Klezer Meger Rebbe is going to show you a Ganav. He went to the place where the Leif Simcha was staying, and he looked outside by the window, and he saw the Leif Simcha was sitting by a Gemara. Sitting there by a Gemara. They went around to the front, they banged on the door. So he opened the door. Klezer Meger Rebbe is here. When they walked in, they saw that the Leif Simcha was sitting with the Hamadiya. The Gemara was away. It's a vegetarian thing, the Hamadiya. Hamadiya Yid. Right? It's a Aganav. Right? So that day we can give it for who am I? I'm nothing. Shmigonish. You're coming to me. Right? That's godless. Godless of a person. Meir Gazach. Shach used to say on the famous Gemara in Barachas. Barachas, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elezer Cholash, Elezer was sick. All the Gabir Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Chazud the Havikagani Bebeis Alfal. He saw that he was living in a dark house. Galya the Dari. So he, Rabbi Yochanan, pulled up his sleeve, and the shine and the brilliance of the shine of his arm lit up the whole house. Galya the Dari v'Nafal Nehira. And it filled up the whole house with light. Shach gefragt, what do you have to be Galil Adari? What do you have to pull up his sleeve? Why can't you just... And Rabbi Yochanan's face? Rabbi Yochanan's face wasn't a torch, wasn't a lamp, there wasn't a brint. So Rabbi Shach says, no, the face is exposed. From the exposed, what's exposed is no nair. There's no light. It's the Galil Adari. It's that which is hidden. That part which is hidden, that is the oir. That's the oir that's going to light up a house. We all know the famous Gemara, Baba Basra, the Gemara says that a person is going to come to Shemaim, kol echad is nichve mechupasi shal chaveiro. How do you touch that? Everyone knows the Gemara. Every person is going to be, you're going to see your own classmates, your own chaveirim. Wow, he's miles ahead of me. What I could have accomplished. You're going to feel like 2 cents that he accomplished and I didn't. That's the part, that's how I always understood. In Nevardik, they touch the difference. Kol echad nichve, everyone's going to be burnt in shame. Me chupasei shel chaveirim. What does chupa mean? Chayf, what does chayf mean? To cover. What the other person was able to cover up. When the other person was able to cover up and still a hate and he did mitzvahs and nobody knew about it, that is what's going to burn the other person. We all do mitzvahs. When we do mitzvahs, because we have some cover, we get validation, we get from our wives, our children, neighbors, people hear about it. But to do something purely l'shem shamayim, v'hasni lechus, im Hashem alakecha, that's kol echad nichve. How much time do I still have? Another 2 minutes? 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Kivayga zokt, famous Gemara, Anes and Sadaka, Almanash Sheyich Yemeni, Gemara Babasa, a person gives Sadaka, Almanash Sheyich Yemeni, Harizet Tzadik Gama. It always bothered me. In fact, Rabbi Negeshim has a girsa, Harizet Sadaka Gemura, and Tzadik Gama, Rabbi Kivayga says, Mayradika Pshat, Rabbi Kivayga says, Hanais and Stucker, someone gives Stucker, and the person's coming, and the person says, "Oi, come for Stucker. I have a son that never needs a big Yeshua. Can you please daven for him?" So, what's this person thinking? This person's thinking that you're doing him, right? You're doing him, and he's doing you the biggest tell. He's going to be davening for your child. The person goes away with a feeling that I didn't give him, he gave me. He's going to be davening for my child. Yeah, that's a mighty gazach. That a nation stuck on Manasseh Yichyimani creates, he does the stuck in such a way that he deflects the honor from himself. You're doing me the taiva. They say Ramosha, whenever Mashulach would come to Ramosha, and then the Mashulach, he would ask Mashulach, where are you going from here? He said, I'm going to Toronto. Oh, Toronto, I have a wichtige brief that can be, please, a very important letter to be taken to Toronto. He would write something, you know, whatever. And the person thinks he's doing a big tayo for a Moshe Feinstein. The letter was to the Rav in Toronto that you should take care of this Mashulach thing. you make sure that he puts him on his feet. Yen is going away. I'm doing a tayo for a Moshe that I'm delivering his letter for him. That's the gavels of Gedolim. Rabbi Yeruchim, not time to be Marachanish. Rabbi Yeruchim writes that if a person does Mitzvahs b'seisa, the lashon of Rabbi Yeruchim is he's midama and mistamik with the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom is a yeshiv b'seisa elyon. The mahusa of the Rebbein Shalom is yeshiv b'seisa elyon. And Rabbi Yeruchim says a person who does mitzvahs b'seisa is mizdabik with this midah of yeshiv b'seisa elyon. You know, it's interesting. The Maral in Ovis writes that sometimes you can even do Lishma, Shalom Lishma. That's like oxymoron. How do you do that? But if a person, you know, there's Givaldi Eschar, you read in Chazal, if a person does a mitzvah Shalom Lishma, there's a medrash that says, Yenosi b'chag v'asela, omalahem ha-kadosh baruch hu yisrael, asu ha-mitzvahs b'chag v'asela. You do mitzvahs b'chag v'asela, v'seisa ha-madrega, b'tzina, v'oz ha-shmiyeni es-keilach. Right? Uma she'elosech v'yidnilach. Ram is like the Megillah. You ask whatever you ask for, and you'll get it. But there's a Tanai. You gotta do mitzvah still ahead. So there's a schar, there's matan schar besidei. Reisha Chafmi brings down as what? Hamaster meisav hatev mi mnei adam scharoi sheyenista mi baladinim. The Eivishter doesn't allow baladinim. In fact, the Maral explains the whole nes of Purim. The whole nes of Purim, why it had to come through Mordechai and Esther. What's the name of Esther? Anoichi Haste Esther. What's Mordechai? The Mara Deroy Keteres, where does Keteres go? Goes into the flying thing, Adam in a place where no one's there. A mitzvah that's accomplished when no one's there. Adam a mitzvah that's done Lefnai Lefnim. Kimchis was zeichet to seven Kehanim that went in Lefnai Lefnim because what? She did mitzvahs b'tznias. Nobody was looking. Nobody was looking. No covered. Nobody was around. She did b'tznias. There's a merit, the schar a person does, his tefillahs are answered. Zoicha to good to kinder. The Eibishter's master meisah, the lashon of Maral. The lashon of Maral is that shehoil v'hoisazu eis hest upon him, in a time where there's hest upon him, the only way you can break that hest upon him is if you do meisah behest upon him. Zoicha Maral. And that's why Esther Hadassah, why is Esther where Hadassah is also Alan Chifunis is the leaves are Chifun, the stem, it's all to the Hester. The whole story of Purim was Hester, and that's the only way to break a Hester upon him to do Maisim Behestim. So the Maral, if a person does it Shaloi Lishma, but he's doing it to spur him, I know there's a schar, but this schar gives me an impetus to do it Lishma. That's called Lishma as well. It's not called Shalei Lishma. So he's doing the Maral. They're doing it only for the Schar. That's a lesser Madrega. Shalei Lishma. But if you're doing it, I know I'm going to get Schar. That's going to push me to do a mitzvah. Shalei Lishma. Halacha Lamaisa. Rabbi Avigdor Miller has a kuntras called 10 Steps of Greatness. 10 Steps of Greatness. And one of the things he says is once a day. Once a day, every Yid. Once a day, every Yid should try to do one thing. Try to do just one thing that nobody knows about. Still, it could be you're walking out the base of Medrash and you put a sefer away. You're not in charge, you're not the Gabbai Svarim. In the house, you pick up a toy, you put something away, makes the things a little bit easier for your wife, and nobody will know. It's so easy. Once a day, a person should do something purely for the sake of the Rebbein Shem. That's a way to be kind of Olam Haba. That's maybe Gula La'olam. There's no ich there, there's no ich, there's no zich. Also, Eibishter helfen that this year Purim, that when you're ready at the end of Purim, we're going to put away our masks, maybe keep one or two masks around, that we can be master our meisim, that we can do things in a way that people won't know who we are and who did it, to be zeicher takia, to in a zman of hest upon him, to the gulu shleima b'meheira yameinu. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. That's what the Vilna Gaon said.